Hello and welcome to Beyond the Back Page on Near FM with myself, Patrick Donoghue. Pyrobel Cluster ended their 15-year wait for a National Cup title last Sunday, defeating Corkside Brunel 82-59 in the women's decider. On the show today, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by head coach of the Cluster's women's team, Carol Kilbride. And I'm delighted to say Carol should be joining us on the line. Carol, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Patrick. I'm still on top of the world. Thanks very much for having me.
No bother. So, Carol, last Sunday I mentioned it was a bit of a wait since the last success. You must have been delighted with that performance on Sunday.
Yeah, obviously for the club, for such a big club, it's been such a long time since we got a win, and myself and most of the girls were in it 4 and 5 years ago. We lost 2 consecutive finals, and so it was really sweet to get the win, and then for the girls to perform so well was just the icing on top then as well.
Mm. And the actual performance, I was watching the match back a couple of days ago. It was on TG Cahir, and what struck me, you had a very, very strong third quarter. What did you say to the girls prior to going out for that third quarter? Because this really, really played well in that quarter in particular.
Yeah, I mean, we'd had a good first quarter. Second quarter, even though we lost the lead, it wasn't that we had a couple of bad minutes, and we gave up a bunch of offensive rebounds, and we kept putting them to the free throw line, giving them easy ones. So while we were doing a good job playing defense, we were giving them cheap ones and letting them get scores on the board at the free throw line. And a lot of it was because our rotations were just a fraction slow, and because they're so big inside, we would have to send 2 people out, Triana Clay, which meant that everyone else needed to rotate down to help the person that went to double her. And we were maybe a half a step slow, and it meant that they were getting offensive rebounds. And we basically just looked to improve that in the second half. And when we did, it meant that we were getting rebounds and we could get out and run and score and transition. And again, it let us then, you know, it meant that we were only giving them 1 chance at the basket each time, and you know, our defense I thought was excellent in the third quarter.
And how have the last few days been? Now I know we were talking over the last couple of days, and you were saying you're fighting cold, but given that it's been such a long time, and given the disappointment you've lost a couple of finals, it must have been special the last few days.
You always wonder our first one for everyone involved in the team, and you always wonder what it'll feel like, and it's almost indescribable. Again, and to see the support and the noise and colour that the club brought to the game, we literally couldn't hear ourselves during the game, and it's just been people just been so happy for us the last couple of days, and we need to start bringing ourselves back down to earth now for the game next week. But for the last couple of days, it's been really, really special.
Yeah, and before I leave that, you must have been the calmness of the girls, because finals by their nature are they're nervous occasions, they're one-off game. So you must have been very, very impressed with how the girls approached the game.
Yeah, I'm so proud of them for how they did everything in the build up to it. They took it upon themselves that they wanted to hang out together as often as they could, and they'd go bowling and go for dinner, and they'd watch Love Island together, just to really build a team bond as much as they possibly could for Sunday. And we were down 18 in the semi final, we were down in the fourth quarter late in the quarter final, and being down and coming back and getting those wins gives you that confidence that, you know what, even if you're not, if there's moments where you're not playing great, you still have that confidence that we've been here before, we've done this to get here, and it kind of gives you the confidence to stay calm and know that if you execute, that you'll be able to work your way through it as a team. So I was so proud of them for, again, how they prepared and then how they went and executed on the night.
And looking ahead to the weekend, is it a bit of a challenge to try and get them motivated again for it's the Wildcats, WIT Wildcats, on Saturday. Is it going to be a challenge to motivate them to get them back on the ground, or are they just buzzing at the moment?
Yeah, no, it won't be a challenge to motivate them. Particularly, they were playing at home. Mm. I expect that we're going to have a full house now. Yeah. With there'll be a big welcome for bringing the cup home for the first time in 15 years. So delighted that we have a home game, and not that they'll need to be motivated, but we do need to kind of bring ourselves down from the clouds a little bit. But again, where everyone's still riding that wave and everyone's buzzing, and hopefully we can take that energy and transfer it into getting the results now on Saturday.
Yeah, and what sort of game do you expect on Saturday? I was looking at the league table before I came on air, and you are fairly tightly matched in terms of the league table with WIT Wildcats. What sort of challenge are you expecting from them?
Yeah, the league table is so DCU are a couple of games in front of everyone, but we're one game off. You know, we're only fifth, but we're one game off second. Mm. You know, we're one win away from second. And we're only one win behind Waterford. They're absolutely huge. They're really physical. Mm. They're a little different to us. But, you know, we want to spread the floor and shoot a lot of threes, but they want to go inside and look to kind of beat you up physically. And they've got an excellent coach in Gillian Hayes, who was an Irish legend as a player herself, and she has the Waterford girls play as hard as anybody in the league. So. We'll a little like Grinnell, that we'll need to be ready to win the fight before we can go and win the game.
Yeah, and the season in general, Carol, your form seems to be very good in the league. How do you assess your season so far?
You know, we had so much turnover during the summer, and we had a bit of a slow start because of it. We've got a brilliant mix in the team of a bunch of young girls and a bunch of veterans, and we've got two just brilliant Americans who've everyone has gelled. We've got this amazing team spirit, but at the start, when there's so many new people, it takes a little while to gel. Mm. And we were up and down, and of our four losses, two of them we got hammered, but two of them one of them, which is Wildcat, we really caught, you know, the bounce of a ball on another day. We caught or maybe should have won a game, so you know, we would be disappointed to have four losses. And well, look, since we went down to Glanmire and we scored 17 points in the first half, but we got hammered by it. We lost by 20, and we kind of basically had a chat in the changing room, and our cup quarterfinal was the next week, and we said that we needed to change this week or our whole season was going down the drain. And just absolute all credit to the girls. We changed our whole focus, went to defence, and they bought in and knuckled down. And look, we've won seven in a row since, and hopefully we can keep it going out of Saturday.
And before I let you go, Carol, you're also in charge of the under 17 women's Irish team. What's the next few months? Do you have a busy time with them, or is there any upcoming games there?
Yeah. So I'm the coach of the under 17s, and I'm also the assistant to the under 18s. Mm. So the 17s is like a development program that we feed into the 18s. Then so. The 17s, we have a busy training schedule in the next couple of months, and we'll go away and play friendly international games over the summer, and then with the under 18s, we're preparing for the European Championship in Austria at the start of July. So it's a hectic schedule coming up now with the end of the league, and the Super League kind of hits you thick and fast, and then you're straight into international season. So it's really busy times, but really exciting times.
You're a busy man, and listen, Carol, thanks a million for joining us. And that match, it encouraged people to go down. It's all on in Clontarf on Saturday, so people should pop along, and it'll be a great reception for the girls given their success in Talla on Saturday. So it would be great if a big crowd can turn up there.
Oh yeah, look, we want to see as many people as possible, and I would advise people to get there early. I'd imagine it's going to be close to sold out, so we're hoping to get a great atmosphere, so we'd love to get as many people there as possible.
Brilliant, Carol. Listen, thanks again. Congratulations on that success on Sunday, and best luck for the rest of the season. Sure, we might chat to you again at some stage during the year.
Yeah, perfect. Happy. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Perfect. Thanks, Carol. That was great. That was Carol Kilbride, head coach with Pyrobel Colestor, joining us to talk about reflecting on great success at the weekend for the his Colestor team. As we said, 15 years since they won the last final. So congratulations to them. We'll just look ahead now before I wrap up the end of the show. We'll just look ahead. It's a busy weekend. It's probably the busiest weekend of the year so far for sport. And it's the Six Nations we'll begin with. Look ahead to that. The first game kicking us off on Saturday will be Wales and Italy. That's at 2:15 p.m. And Ireland will play Scotland. Andy Farrell's first game in charge. That's at 4:45 p.m. And on Sunday, we have a mouthwatering clash between England and France. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff. And it's 3 p.m. So that'll be England. A lot of pundits are tipping them to win this year. But time will tell. It'll be a tough task for Ireland, following on from the disappointment of their poor World Cup last year, of course, the England and France away this year. But we'll see. Hopefully, we'll give results will give us a tonic to something to shout out for. Well, it's Scotland to start off with, and not to forget the Irish women's rugby team kick off their Six Nations campaign. Also, that is on Sunday at 1 p.m. and Ireland will also be in under 20 action on Friday night when they will face off against Scotland. So if you're a rugby fan, it's a great weekend for you. Turning to GA action, I'll just have a run through of the Division 1 and Division 2 fixtures. Of course, last weekend was the start of the Allianz leagues across the hurling and football codes. So on Saturday, we have Mayo against Dublin at 7 p.m. That's, of course, a doubleheader with the Dublin and Mayo ladies will kick off at 5 p.m. So if you're going to that game down in McHale Park in Castlebar, please go in to support the ladies as well. So they're kicking off against Dublin. They're playing against Mayo at 5 p.m. So a great doubleheader there. Both teams actually, Dublin ladies drew at the weekend against Tipperary, and the footballers had that really, really exciting opening draw against Kerry. So exciting games there. The other game on Saturday in Division 1 is Kerry and Galway. That's at 7 p.m. And in Division 2, Laois will host Armagh at 6 p.m. and Cavan will host Westmead at 7 p.m. And on Sunday in Division 1, it's an all Ulster clash at 2 p.m. between Monaghan and Tyrone. And at 2:30 it'll be Meath against Donegal. Division 2, completing the Division 2 fixtures, Fermanagh will play Roscommon at 2 p.m. and Clare and Kildare will kick off at at 2 p.m. And turn to soccer, the Premier League will return. It was the FA Cup action last weekend, but it's a return to Premier League action this weekend. Starting out at 12:30 on Saturday, Leicester against Chelsea, Bournemouth against Aston Villa, 3 p.m. Massive relegation 6-pointer there. Aston Villa will be buoyed by that great win during the week in the Carabao Cup, reaching the final in Wembley. Special scenes there in Villa Park, so they'll be hoping to keep that form going. But Bournemouth will be motivated as well. But that's a massive match to look out for. Completing the 3 p.m. kickoffs, you also have Crystal Palace against Sheffield United, Liverpool against Southampton, 3 p.m. Newcastle against Norwich, Watford against Everton, and West Ham versus Brighton at 3 p.m. The big question, Liverpool have such a massive lead, so it'll be interesting to see how long it takes them. It looks to be a matter of when they're crowned champions, so we'll wait to see. The late game on Saturday, it's Man United against Wolves. That's 5:30 p.m. And on Sunday, completing the fixtures, we will have Burnley against Arsenal. That's at 2 p.m. And Spurs and Man City, a big game there at 4:30. So Spurs will be hoping to climb up the table. They're kind of struggling. The Mourinho effect really, really has faded, but we will see how that goes. That is pretty much our lot for this evening. I'd like to a sincere word of thanks to my guest this evening. We are joined on the line by Colester coach Carol Cobb Bride, who was talking to us about his side's season and reflecting on their great success last Sunday. That's it for this week. If you want to listen back to any of our previous shows, if you go onto the Near FM webpage and search Beyond the Back page, you will get our podcasts, some great interviews over the last few months. So please have a look. And if you want to follow us on social media, we're on the usual channels. Twitter is the best place to get me. I'm on Beyond the Back page. So if you want to leave a comment or a suggestion for future guests, please get in touch with the show. For more sport on Near FM, tune in to Fergus Carroll. He'll be on air at 10:30 on Saturday. No doubt Fergus will have a more in-depth look at the Ireland-Scotland game and a look ahead to the Six Nations. So until next week, thanks for tuning in and enjoy your sporting week.